Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Hey, welcome you two. We sure are pleased to have you here. Hey, I want to congratulate you on the wins.
Thank
here,
you.
Here Monday night.
Thank you.
Two Grammys.
Thank you.
Two Grammys.
Thank you. It was really, I don't think it was, I wasn't really in control of it, but I will take your congratulations.
Well, you wrote the music, the lyrics, the poetry is just amazing. And Best Americana album, that's just a fantastic honor. What was that Grammy experience like for you?
It was surreal. We had a really good time, you know. The thing is, I mean, I have a lot of friends and a lot of bands who never get recognized for the work that they do. So if I were to stand up there and think, I deserve this, I would be doing them a disservice. Now, that being said, I am grateful for it. And, I think it came as a collaborative effort. A lot of people worked really hard to get the music out there and get it heard. So I'm very grateful that happened. And, for my wife and I, it was just a lot of fun. We got to dress up and go see all the crazy-looking people, you know. And we were like two, at the ceremony that night, we were like two rows back from the good seats, you know. We were on the floor, but we were right there where everybody had to walk to get to their good seats in the first section. So we didn't get a gift bag, which kind of bummed me out a little bit. But we did get to see everybody walk past, and that was pretty crazy. It was like the Technicolor Streisand of Lady Gaga. Like, it was they were all right there in front of us. So that was kind of incredible. At one point, Meta World Peace ran out. I'm so serious about this. This really happened. He ran out of the bleachers to my right at the Staples Center. I'm thinking he's kind of like a Phantom of the Opera character at the Staples Center at this point, because he was completely cloaked from head to toe, and he's like 8.5 feet tall, so he's not really hiding. But he's wearing this like Sith costume, you know, and it comes down over his eyes, and he stops in front of the guy sitting in front of Amanda and I, sitting in front of me and Amanda, and he shakes his hand. He's like, "Man, I really appreciate all the work that you do. It's an honor to meet you." And then he runs. He puts the cloak back over his face, and he runs away off into the night. And the guy in front of me turns to his wife and goes, "Who does Metal World Peace think I am? I've never met this man before in my life." And that was the craziest thing that happened the whole time, probably.
Well, we are definitely familiar in this town with the artist formerly known as Metal World Peace, or currently known as Metal World Peace. We are thrilled to have you here. And just real quick, I mean, to talk to somebody of your caliber in three questions or whatever is just impossible to get very far beneath the surface. But you grew up in Alabama, and a lot of people coming from that area, and you've been. You write about the Southeast, but you've been all over the world. Is there anywhere else that you'd be tempted to live besides the Southeastern United States?
Well, I would have to say that I would live in Texas, or my wife would be unhappy with me.
Oh, okay.
She's from Texas, and I do like it out there very much. Let's see. I don't know. Where else would we live? I'd live in New York if I had an inexhaustible amount of money. Because I'm not a hustler. I don't enjoy, trying real hard to do things. I would live in New York if there was, always a car waiting to go to the grocery store or something like that. Other than that, we like beaches. Beaches are good. Not the Bette Midler vehicle, but the actual beaches. Where else would we live? We would live in Tasmania, just so we could say that we lived in Tasmania. Yeah,
we sure appreciate y'all writing about the Southeast here. You just bring it to life. We're so thrilled to have you here. Again, the album Something More Than Free, fantastic. Would you please welcome back Jason Isbell and his lovely wife Amanda.
Yay.